The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, if it's Tuesday, Phil James must be in the house. Phil James is good milkshake, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking about marketing for business. Welcome, Phil. Good to have you back.
You, Michael.
You flew all the way in from Las Vegas, and your arms are tired.
I know. That's a super lame joke, but I appreciate it. We're swatting mosquitoes today.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we got Darson Grantham here in the studio.
And Darson,
welcome. Is with the Mosquito Eliminators. Darson, tell the folks.
My pleasure. Mosquito Eliminators, we do backyard mosquito sprays for folks that want to just spend more time in their backyard and enjoy it without getting bit by mosquitoes.
Okay.
Simple as that.
All right. So obviously we have to ask you the big question here. If you're doing mosquito elimination by spraying, is it toxic to dogs and cats and people?
So you have to stay off your yard for about an hour after we spray. We do have an organic, non-toxic version. It doesn't work as long. It works for about 15 days less.
Days?
Length. 15 days less.
I just want 1 hour, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yes, that good question. And it's actually the same thing that if you have indoor, like, spraying for spiders, it's the same chemical that's sprayed. So it's not anything different or crazy. It's nothing new.
Won't make it grow a third eye or anything.
It's been around for I bet, 30 years.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Darson, ladies and gentlemen. Darson Grantham, the mosquito eliminator. So what are we going to talk about with Darson?
Well, I'm curious about Darson. Darson is one of those serial entrepreneurs. He's a guy that loves to start businesses and is always kind of looking out for new opportunities. I think he is a perfect example of somebody that sees a need and a real opportunity in something and is quick to jump on it and without much, you know, without really fully appreciating what the heck he's getting himself.
So in other words, you say, okay, I see a problem, I'm going to go fix it, and you just do it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's kind of how this
podcast
started. There's nobody else doing it, so we started doing it. That's been 5 years ago. All right, so how have you marketed mosquito eliminators?
So I've been very old school in marketing. I've done door-to-door and dropping flyers, dropping post-it notes. So one of the things we do is we do free. Our first application is free. Every single time, no matter what, no questions asked, don't sign anything. So that's what I've been doing is kind of leaving it a discount ticket on everyone's door. So I've been picking the communities that I think have very heavy mosquito use or mosquitoes and trying to reach out to them.
So you've been targeting your market based on mosquitoes.
Yes.
There you go. Target marketing.
So what about the, when you anything that you do that's obviously traditional hand-to-hand combat sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, what have you done to get your word out digitally?
Great question. So digitally's been in. I'm a millennial. Like, I don't think I have an issue with the social media, but I've had a lot of struggles knowing what kind of content to produce. And I don't know if it's a limiting belief or an excuse, but my business is only from May to October. Mm-hmm. So in the winter, to post something about mosquitoes is kind of comical. There isn't much to say because they aren't around.
You know, however, one of the cool things about that would be if you've got that much time between your active season, you can be planning all kinds of posts and you can have stuff in the can already, so you don't have to work as hard.
Yes. Yeah, you work kind of cool. Work on the off season so that during mosquitoes we can be out there,
you
know, talking to customers.
Sure.
Yes. Right. So to answer your question, I've done very little. Very little.
Now, where did you get the entrepreneurial, with a lack of a
passion?
Better word, I was going to say bug.
Okay, bug. Oh, there you go.
Bug.
Bug. Yeah, he'll be here all week.
Okay. Yeah.
So where'd you get it? Like, how long?
I've had it forever. I mowed yards in high school. I mean, I had 14 yards. That's how I paid for
it. Start before
paid for everything.
How'd you get instilled with this?
Instilled.
Yeah.
That's
you needed
a wonderful
money.
Question.
You needed
I do love saving money. I love money. Yeah. Like, money is it's a very big motivator. It's a freedom thing. Mm. In high school, to find a job where you could pick the hours that you worked, that you couldn't find them. So, that was something that I could go do the things I wanted with my friends, and when friends aren't doing anything, I could go mow yards and make money.
So you wouldn't have to stand in a Dairy Queen and have to wait for customers to come by.
No.
Yeah, I got it.
So that's fascinating, because if you wanted to today, let's say you lost a job.
Yep.
Business dried up in other places, God forbid, right? Now, let's say that actually happened. You would probably have the skills enough to pick up, to borrow somebody's lawnmower and just knock on somebody's door
100%,
to make money.
Yeah.
And
or use my own, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And, or, so, you know, it's kind of how I was selling lemonade, you know, slinging lemonade when I was a kid. My favorite thing was the Mr. Freeze pops, those sort of things.
Good margin.
And I used to do it in San Antonio when I lived there. I don't know if we ever talked about that part of my life. Does this
have anything to do with monkeys or lambs or goats?
we would have these freeze pops, and we would lock them in a cooler and sell them. And I think there's some lessons there.
Sure, yeah,
as a new father. And what are you going to do for your own son who's 4 months old, right?
Yep.
How are you going to instill those sorts of values of entrepreneurship into your kids?
How am I going to do that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of it will be watching.
Sure.
I mean, he'll see me going out, taking phone calls from clients, going out, servicing clients, putting out fires. I mean, that's what I did a lot when I was mowing yards in high school. My dad was a type A yard guy. So if there was something wrong with the yard, he'd drive around to the ones I'd mowed, and he'd say, you know, that's wrong. You need to go fix that.
Whoa.
So, I mean, it was very, you had to do it well, right?
Yeah.
That's how I run the business, is that my customer service is, I mean, if someone's unhappy, it hurts my heart. Like it hurts down deep. So that's something just showing him on the day to day.
You know, getting back to that marketing thing for just a second, it's no wonder that Darthin does so old school, because I'll bet you that's how you did your lawn mowing business as well.
Yeah.
So you're in your comfort range. That's what you did then. So your comfort range is still that way.
That makes sense, right? I've never thought about that. That's a great point.
How'd you jump into the mosquito thing?
I'm a serial podcast listener, so I listen to a lot of podcasts. And there was a guy saying how he was doing how he's growing his mosquito business down in South Carolina, I believe it was. And it's huge in the southern part of the states because they can spend more time outside, right? And he said, you know, this is what we do. This is how the service works. And we just see it exponentially grow. Well, I was like, in Iowa, and it was winter when that happened. And I previously remember the summer before and sitting out on the patio and getting mosquito bites and just being kind of mad about that and saying, you know, we had to go inside, can't drink our wine outside. And so I was like, who does it in Iowa? Nobody did it. Nobody did it at that time, and that was 2 years ago. That next summer, a couple of the pest control companies would start up and say they did mosquito spraying, but there wasn't anyone that just did mosquito spraying, and so that's why I started.
And you got all the certifications for that,
yep.
And you know,
yeah, but did it over the winter, right? You do it over the winter when you don't have time to spray or you can't spray, so. That's something I did.
Darthin Grantham, ladies and gentlemen, he is the mosquito eliminator, and we're talking with him about marketing and his business and all kinds of things. One of the things that you said earlier is that you target your areas based on their mosquito population or how much of angst people have about them.
Right.
How do you know where that is?
Just knowing how a mosquito lives, which is in the shade, in the moisture, in a maybe a cooler area. If you think about a new development, it doesn't have very many trees.
Come to Windsor Heights.
Right.
We've got
trees. Windsor
creeks.
Heights is great. Yeah. Yep. Anywhere that there's a creek, you have south of Grand, which has a lot of tall, old trees. A lot of folks who don't have as much yard and they have more plants usually harbor more mosquitoes. So I just, you know, knowing communities, I did it that way.
And another follow-up question to that, when you're cutting out a demographic with mosquitoes, you're also considering a demographic with people who can pay you to do these things, right?
Yeah.
So I would suspect that you're looking at certain neighborhoods as well.
Yep. It's funny, honestly, how common those go together. A very grown-up, well-established, lots of trees neighborhood usually is a higher net worth or higher income neighborhood, commonly.
And so from your aspect, I mean, I'm just on fire about this. I think this is way cool. From the digital side, he could do the same thing. He could start to segment his audience based on those geographic areas of the city and digitally reach out to people.
If I were Darthin right now, I would I would take a 60-second live video and just get on fire about what you do in front of the camera, selfie style,
okay,
real basic. And then I would target that to those higher net worth neighborhoods and basically run those for about $3 to $4 a day from now until summertime.
And have that
go to a landing page or ideally Facebook Messenger, where you can capture their information through a messaging bot. We've talked a lot about that on the show. And you're able to go back to them time and again, capturing either their email or their subscription via Messenger.
Mm-hmm. And you won't wear out as much shoe leather.
You should still do that. I mean, that's working, right?
I won't ever stop that, right?
No.
Do you find more success with the landing page or the Messenger bot style?
Right now, I'm pushing Messenger bot almost exclusively.
Really?
Although I do know and appreciate what things like ClickFunnels can mm-hmm. do. These are landing pages, basically just a sales page for your website. I think just a one page, this is what right. I do with your video up on the landing page will work just as well as a Messenger thing.
And that video thing, because you are passionate about this, you also put in, hey, we're going to come and do your first opportunity free.
So,
yep.
Put the mini pitch in there,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, just put the mini pitch in there, and then they say, yeah, okay, come on by and do this, and boom.
You'd have more leads than you know what to do with.
That's why I'm
excited. I love that. I love to hear the ideas, because it's just something I'm not as familiar with, so
right.
That's awesome.
Well, that's what we're here for.
just in a day's work, huh?
Yeah, right. Darson, thank you very much for doing this, man. This
absolutely.
Is good stuff.
My pleasure.
I
got more out of it than... Then you
no,
guys
you,
know.
No, you. yeah, the pleasure was all ours, and I really appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely.
Doing it, so.
Thanks for having me.
His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Darson Grantham, and he is the Mosquito Eliminator. We will have links to wherever you can find him up on the radio blog, so you can find out more about eliminating your bugs that bite in the summertime. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you very much.
All right, Phil, we're out.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We got to do this again next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, man.
Can't wait.
Gets the juices flowing, brother.
Yeah, it's a highlight of my week.
All right. We got to get out of here because Tyler has given us the finger. It says 1 minute, he says. That's the index finger.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. You need some music for your videos or for your business or for your news operation, let us hook you up with James. He does a great job. And, of course, the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man, would you please? Good night.